Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Dalet 17:4. We're going to segue a little bit into the halachas of muktzah as they apply to a kli that's muktzah machmas chesron kis, a utensil that's considered muktzah because of its value and its easily brokenness. Since it's susceptible to being broken, you wouldn't use it for other than its usual specific best purpose. So Misha says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol HaKelim Natalin, you can move any kli you want, like we said before, Chutz Min HaMasar HaGadol, except for example, a large saw. This is like something you'd use, like say, for cutting down trees and stuff. So this is an expensive piece of equipment. You wouldn't use your large saw to cut some cheese, let's say, because if the saw gets damaged, that's going to ruin your livelihood. So you don't let people touch it on Shabbos. And same goes, you wouldn't let people, by the way, touch it even during the week. For its not designated purpose, because it's very valuable to you. And same goes for a v'yated shel machareisha. Literally means like the peg of the plow. According to the Bartonor, it seems this is the plow share, meaning a plow is the thing that goes behind the oxen to make the furrow in the ground to plant seeds. So the plow has a metal blade at the bottom called the plow share, which actually is what goes into the ground, like the knife that cuts it open. The truth is more modern, or more recent plows, I should say, have other kind of components, including the mold board and the coulter and different parts to it. It's not clear to me which part this is, or all of them, or they didn't have different parts. Anyways, the point is, this is a very special utensil. It's the kind of thing that you use for plowing. If it will get a nick or damage done to it, so then you would be at a great loss, and therefore you simply wouldn't use it for anything other than for its designated purpose of being a plowshare. So this, although the Mishnah sounds like it's everything except for these two and only these two are just examples, any kind of utensil, which has a very specific use, and you would not let it be used, let's say, for food preparation under any circumstances, you know, you're a dentist, you have your scalpel, you have your whatever, all the kind of stuff, you would never let that be messed around with, because you need it for your own, you know, for its highest and best use. So therefore, those kinds of utensils are called mukta machmos chesron kis, mukta because of the loss of money, and therefore they remain mukta and may not be moved or used even for tzarch gufo makom, even if you want to use your dental tools to cut some steak, no, you may not do that. They're mukta. And here the Mishnah gives two examples at the time. Again, the masar gadol, the large saw, and the yasecha macharesha, the plowshare. Now, so that was a brief discussion here on kelim that are mukta machmas chesron kis. Now we almost have a new paragraph here. There's a new point altogether. The Mishnah says, kol kelim nitalin letzorach v'shel letzorach. Utensils, whether they are klish malachto le'iser or klish malachto le'heter, meaning klish malachto le'iser, we said before, is the usual use of this tool is for some kind of malacha, like the hammer or the saw, etc., hatchet. But a kli shemalachta leheter is the kind of utensil where its primary use is something that's permitted on Shabbos. So let's talk about a bowl, you know, flatware, cutlery, and that kind of stuff. So your bowl is not mukta on Shabbos because you use it to eat your cereal on Shabbos morning. That's fine. So the bowl is not mukta. So we're saying here, kol hakelim, nitalin letzorach v'shel letzorach, you can move them for a use, meaning gufo makomo use, or even not gufo makomo. If we're talking here about a kli shemalachta leheter, so like your bowl, you can move it even if you don't need it for the usual use, meaning you're not using it for eating cereal, you're using this bowl because you need to prop up your gemara on your daf yomi, and you don't have a shtender, so you're using the bowl to prop it up. So that'll be a not normal use of the bowl, but no problem, says Tanakama, you can move it for that, that's fine. Reb Nechemia Omer, Ein nitalin el letzorach. Rabbi Nechemia says no. Even a kli shemalachta leheter, the kind of utensil you yes can move on Shabbos and has no usual, you know, malacha use, like a bowl, still you can't use it. You can't move it for its non-designated purpose. So that would mean you may not use your bowl as a makeshift shtender. This actually also comes to include the cham letzel issue. You cannot move a utensil for its own protection if you're not using it for its normal use. So that means you left it's a wooden bowl, and you left it in the sink, and the sink has water inside, and it's going to get warped. So you want to take it out of the sink so it doesn't get ruined. Rabbi Nachemya says, no, you may not move the bowl. You can move the bowl for its permitted use, to eat your cereal out of, but to take it out of the sun or out of the water so it shouldn't get warped, or to use it as a prop for your sefer, not allowed. So they're only be used for the tzorech, for their normal usage. The halacha is certainly not like Rabbi Nachemya, it's like Tanakama, which means, I'm summing up, that when it comes to a klish malach le'iser, if its primary use is forbidden on Shabbos, you can still move it directly for tzorech gufum makomo, for its own, for using it in a heter way, or to move it for its place, just not mecham le'tzel, not to protect it from itself getting damaged. When it comes to klish malach le'heter, where its primary use is permitted, like a fork or something, then yes, you may move it, even not for the usual use, even to protect it from getting warped in the sun, even for using it for something like, you know, propping up a stander, as a stander, for propping up a book or something like that.